The latest incident was a 12-year-old boy who was struck and nearly killed by a DUI driver at Leavenworth and Golden Gate on Tuesday. At that exact same location, a pedestrian was killed by a car back in March, and another traffic fatality happened a block away at Taylor and O'Farrell in July. Supervisor Matt Haney has decided enough is enough, and he is proposing that some high-danger streets in the Tenderloin go car-free to save lives. Earlier this year, San Francisco pedestrian and cycling activists called for the city to prioritize people over autos.
Stop focusing on car use. Just stop it.
We have only 12 years left to curb the cycle of global warming, and I just want to say anything at all that would help prevent these bicycle and pedestrian deaths is a good thing.
Car-free streets would be painted red with wider sidewalks. The proposal is a long way from becoming law. Malcolm Heineke, chair of the Muni Board of Directors, tells The Examiner, quote, "There are a lot of implications to a decision like this, so I want it to be studied properly." Matt Bigler, KCBS.